T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, ABC News political director Rick Klein. Rick, thanks for joining us today. March's employment reports could show the most monthly job losses in a decade, and that's really just the beginning when you're talking about March. What other sort of stimulus is being talked about right now in Washington?
Yeah, there's already talk about part four of the stimulus. It would take a couple of weeks because Congress is out of session. They're going to wait to see how things develop with the last round, that $2 trillion round. The biggest thing that people are talking about now, I think it's two big buckets. One is infrastructure. Because of the low interest rates, there's a lot of bipartisan interest in big investments in road and bridge building and the like. And the other is taking care of first responders, because there may be a gap in some of the previous stimulus messages around people that are going to work every day because they are put on the front lines. They are probably or may not be eligible for the full amount of the money that was approved last time, but obviously they have so much on the line that there's a pretty considerable interest in making sure they're taken care of.
Looking at the president, stark change in tone for President Trump really over the past few weeks, but made clear this week when he showed that projection of just how many deaths we may expect to see in the U.S. It's a change that, Rick, a lot of people have been asking for over the past month.
Yeah, no question. And something changed in the president's thinking about this. It's very clear that the way he is conceptualizing this crisis has significantly changed just in the last week or so. It is a huge shift in tone. And I think a lot of people are asking what he's seeing that he didn't see before, because the numbers are out there. It's not like this should or was a surprise in any way, but he certainly is acting like it's a surprise. He's acting like he didn't realize how dire the circumstances were. And clearly this has gotten serious. And he's been talking about with some wonderment about this, the numbers that the projections that we're seeing, 2 million, 3 million people could potentially die. Those are numbers that have been out there, but for whatever reason, these numbers seem to have stuck with the president this time around.
Any insight as to what goes into making some of these nationwide directives? We're expecting to hear something about wearing masks today. What's behind the president making a declaration like that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the advice of health professionals, and public health professionals will say this is something that needs to be done. That's part of the inputs. That's one of the inputs. I think the president's been hesitant to put a lot of top-down directives out. He has hoped that the leadership comes out of the states. He's repeatedly talked about this even as late as yesterday as a state problem. So he has tried not to put things out as a national lockdown order, for instance, left states to kind of do things on their own. But as the crisis got worse, and you saw Dr. Fauci just last night saying he doesn't know why there isn't more nationwide guidance when it comes to the lockdown orders in particular. And I think there's just a growing frustration about how this has been pretty haphazard all around.
When it comes to those nationwide guidelines or guidances, do you think those still carry weight? Those things that aren't, necessarily, it's not like a nationwide lockdown that's something enforceable by law, but when it comes to wearing masks, is there still something that, even though we're fractured politically so much, when it comes from the president, we're advising the nation to do this, that carries a lot of weight?
I think it is an important signal, and I think the initial guidance to not wear masks probably had an impact. And I think the guidance in hot zones to say you should have some kind of facial covering would have an impact as well. It doesn't mean that everyone takes their cues from what the federal government says. As you know, people have been doing their own thing as they have the right to do for some time. But I do think there's an important weight that's put behind it. If you had the federal government, you know, led by Dr. Fauci saying, do this, I think a lot of the public would probably do that pretty quickly.
Hey, where's Joe Biden?
That's a great question. He's been doing interviews, but he's physically in his house in Wilmington. He's effectively quarantined himself as someone who's in the target zone or for risk. He's trying not to expose himself. And I've been talking to a lot of Democrats that have various degrees of concern about where Joe Biden is and what he can be doing. The Biden campaign's view is that this is not a time that he can possibly break through in the news cycle. So why try? Why try to force it? Instead, they say he's going to continue to offer his advice and his take from a little bit from the sidelines, use the time to catch up, try to raise some money again. They recognize it's still 7 months before the election. There's a lot of time for things to change. But it is an odd thing because under normal circumstances, if you can remember what those look like, we would now be talking about the general election and turning to the fall. Right now, there just doesn't seem too much appetite for that. And it's left Joe Biden a little bit hamstrung on how he can respond and react.
Before we let you go, you mentioned raising money. And charities, you know, throughout the country are having this problem too. How do you ask for money in a time like this when so many people are out of work?
You know, it's tough. I mean, I feel bad for anyone who has to derive income that isn't directly tied to the crisis at hand. And I think people have to be careful, politicians in particular, in putting that ask out, because people have such real demands right now, and politics just doesn't seem to be high on anyone's list, and probably shouldn't be high on anyone's list for a while. So I think it's going to be a tough proposition for political candidates, as you say, for charities, for anyone who's trying to get something done in an environment like this, given how awful so many of the, you know, so many of the headlines and the realities are at this moment.
Rick, thanks again. That's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.